children blessing children. Children reaching their generation. Isn't that awesome? By the way, I do have, you know what? I want you all to be praying about something. As a pastor, I try hard, but I just can't be everything for everybody. Do you know that? I'm only one guy. And I need some help. There's an area of ministry where I really need some help. There are people that are shut in. There are people that, they're part of this church, but they're not able to come all the time. There are people that get sick and they end up in the hospital, or they end up bedridden for a lot of times. Off the top of my head, I could think of six people. If I was to try to visit one each week, just one a week, on top of jail ministry, Care Net ministry, Fatherhood Connection ministry, Wednesday night ministry, ministering to my own family, trying to maintain my own sanity and get it all done, there's no time. So if I said, okay, I'm gonna once a week I'm gonna visit somebody, that means if I got six names already, that means that I might see somebody once in 6 weeks. That person's gonna be feeling like nobody cares. And I've had that spoken to me. You know what? I feel like nobody from the church cares. Well, that's not it. We do care. And so what I'm asking for is if somebody has time, you know, even one night a week where you'd say, you know what, Pastor, I'd like to go visit somebody. Just tell me who and where. Let me know and help me in that part of the ministry. Some people, all they want is the pastor to show up. Well, I'm sorry. I can't always show up. There's a lot that goes on. And so I need help in ministry. Every pastor does. And that's one of the things. And so think about that and pray about that. If that's something that, you know, God put on your heart, to share ministering to those that are shut in, those that are sick, those that are not able to get out, then please let me know that and take part in that with me. That would be just a great blessing. Now, I want to talk about one portion of Scripture this morning. And obviously, this is due to the election that we are about to do on Tuesday. In 2 days, we are going to elect the next president of the United States. And it just seems that as history continues going forward, each election gets more and more important. It's very important that we vote. We've already discussed that. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8 says this, "Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men." So first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions be made for all men. Last week I showed you how Paul prayed for everybody that he went to minister to. He prayed for them. He was constantly praying for, you know, believers, praying for non-believers, praying for everybody that God put in his heart and his mind. And, you know, you might say, well, I wouldn't be able to get anything else done in the day if that's all I did was pray. Well, you know what? Just keep praying. Your prayer life should be one of the most important and powerful parts of your life on a daily basis. Do you understand that? If you're not praying, then you're not doing God's will. That's the bottom line. A lot of people will say, well, what's God's will? I don't know what God's will. I can tell you what God's will is in the realm of prayer. His will is for you to pray. His will is for you to pray for all men. And then it says in verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority. What's that mean? It means our president, means our Congress, it means all the way down through all the leaders until our dog catcher, our teachers in schools, whoever's in leadership. Kings and all those who are in authority. Pray for them that we may what? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. You know, as I look at this election that we're about to take part in, that verse is just like, wow. They're talking about us today. It's amazing that we in this country have the opportunity to choose our leaders, to take part and to vote. Most nations don't get that luxury. Do you know that? I can just imagine, you know, you talk about all these refugees, and what do we do with all these? You know why they're rushing to America? Because in America, you have some freedoms and you have some choices. They don't have that where they come from. And so we need to pray for those who are in authority, our leaders, so that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. This election is very important. One reason is because we could lose the right or the freedom to lead quiet, peaceable, godly lives. You can imagine that? You know, they will say, they will go out there, and you can look at any college campus. They'll do all kinds of nonsense. They'll burn flags. They'll walk on flags. They'll say all this liberal stuff, that, and it's all okay. But the moment somebody says Jesus, oh, you can't say that. Well, why not? Oh, you're going to offend somebody. What? Yeah, don't say Merry Christmas. Don't say Merry Christmas. But it's Christmas. No, don't say that. We want to live peaceable, quiet lives in all godliness and reverence. Godliness, reverence to what? Reverence to God. Well, you can't reverence your God here in the school. Why not? And you know what? Our leaders, those who we put in the office, they pass laws. Many of them, I believe, are unconstitutional. But they do it, and they crack the whip and expect us who love Jesus to obey man's laws. And it takes away our peace. It takes away our joy of living in a free country. It's important that we pray for the kings and those who are in authority, that we may lead quiet, peaceable lives in godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Now, as I mentioned already, I talked to a lot of people, and they're like, well, we can't vote for either one of them. They're sinners. Yeah, I get that. They're sinners. So was I. So were you. We aren't on the ballot, but they are. How did they get there? And many of them, let's say, well, I'm not going to vote. I'm just going to let God's sovereign hand decide who's going to be in there. Well, then don't you think maybe it was God's sovereign hand that chose these two to choose from? They sure don't look like it because they're sinners. Well, guess what? Is God sovereign or is he not? These are what we have to choose from. And so we need to vote. Why? Because it is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Be praying for them. Now, don't just pray that they receive the justice that's due them. We know they've committed these sins and these crimes and they should go to jail and yada, yada. You know what? The courts will figure that out. Pray for their souls. Pray for their minds and their hearts. Pray for their health. Pray for them that God, that they will hear the voice of God that is calling them even right now, this moment. Because just like I've mentioned many times, God, I believe God speaks to each and every soul, each and every day, and each and every person knows. I called a couple guys out the other night at the jail saying, I love doing that. I'm going to tell you something you already know. You already know, and I don't. Doesn't matter whether you've grown up in church your whole life, you've never heard the gospel ever. You already know as an individual that if you would turn your heart to God, that he would change your whole life. You know that. And they'll be sitting there like, well, I guess I kind of did. Yeah, you did. Well, you know what? Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both know that. They know. Inside, deep inside, they may be trying to squelch it. They may be letting the world, you know, just flood their mind and their hearts with all this nonsense. But deep down inside, I'll guarantee you, they know that if they would turn their hearts to God, their whole lives would change. And it's our job to pray for them. And this morning, while we were singing that song about you know, break every chain. And I had all these people in my mind. And we can't control other people, right? But praying for other people is powerful. What came to my mind was the woman that came to Jesus. Her daughter was sick. Her daughter didn't come to Jesus. The mom came to Jesus. The daughter was at home sick, probably didn't even know where the mom was. And the mom prayed or asked Jesus, could you heal my daughter? And Jesus, you know, that was the whole dogs and the crumbs and all that story. And because of her faith, it says, her daughter was healed. Do you want our leaders to do well? Do you want our leaders to be saved and to follow God? Well, then let's exercise our faith for them because they don't have it right now. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. First of all, God, that they would hear your ever so silent voice that is so deep in their hearts, drawing them and calling them. I pray that they will hear it right now, that it would be the loudest thing that they hear, that they would not be able to ignore your promptings and your call, and that they would respond to you and turn their lives over to you and be saved, both of them. And God, that the influence that they have over this nation would be a godly influence. Whether they win the election or not, I pray for them that the influence they have over this nation would be godly. Father, save them. Save their families. Save them that are around them, that they surround themselves with. Do a powerful miracle, we ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. It says that who desires all men to be saved? God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Guess what? It's due time. For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. Now, stop right there for a moment. Paul recognized that he was appointed by God, a preacher and apostle. Do you know what your appointment is? Well, wait a minute. I'm just a regular old me. I just came here this morning because I like the sound of the music, and I give a little in offering. And do you know what your appointment is? Every single one of us have been appointed by God for something. He created us for His good pleasure. He created us according to His will. There's an appointment on my life. There's an appointment on your life. If you don't know what that is, let me encourage you to pray, God, what's my appointment? Because I don't want to miss it. I don't want to do anything that's outside of your will, God. And if I'm not following the appointment that you have put on my life, then I'm outside of your will. What's your appointment? Are you walking in it? Are you true to it? Are you sticking to it? Not wavering to the left or the right, but going right after it. He says, I'm speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Verse 8 says, I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Now, in accordance to this election, we need to be praying without wrath and without doubting. I've seen a lot of wrath. You've seen a lot of wrath. Oh, my goodness. It blows my mind when I see even, you know, most of my friends, of course, are Christian believers. The wrath. Wow. I had to step back. I had to bite my tongue. I had to say, you know, and I put a post up there. Look at this whole election season has been nothing but who can tear down the other one the most. What's that? And everybody, yeah. And I said, all I want to do is lift up Jesus Christ. It's been hard. There's been a lot of arguments I've been wanting to get into, you know. My flesh is like, oh, how can I? I can't let that go. Yeah, self-control is it's not always an easy thing. Can you imagine Jesus on that cross when they're mocking him and all this, and he's just stayed on that cross? He could have came down and wiped them all out. He could have showed them who he is. Why? He was right. He would have been right if he did it. But sometimes it's better to be godly than to make sure everybody knows you're right. I'd rather they know that I love them than they know that I disagree with them, right? And so without wrath and doubting. So without wrath and without doubting, do you doubt that God is in control? Do you doubt that God has a plan and a purpose for this nation? Wednesday is going to be a very interesting day. Matter of fact, let me just say this. Be vigilant. Be aware of your surroundings. It's a crazy world. And people are getting way out of control. They're talking about terrorist attacks tomorrow, on Monday, before the election, to just turn the whole thing into chaos. And they're already talking about violence on Wednesday, depending on who, or Tuesday night, depending on who wins the election. Be aware of your surroundings. And I don't want to strike fear in anybody, but don't doubt. God is still on the throne. And he's still in control. Now, this began with Paul saying, I exhort first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. God, I thank you for Donald Trump. I thank you for Hillary Clinton. If nothing else, God, I'm learning a lot. But prayer, let me just say this last thing about prayer. Prayer really proves whether or not you have faith, and it also proves who you have faith in. Or whose faith, who you're putting your faith in. Our faith is not in the candidates, correct? But our faith is in God. And if we are praying, then it proves to God that we trust him and nobody else. If we're praying, it proves to God that we have faith in him, that he is our Lord. It's important to pray. The Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 23 through 24, in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Understand this. Doesn't matter who wins the election, God wants your joy to be full. Now you might say, well, I'm going to pray for this one to win, and if they don't win, then I'm not going to be happy. Well, then your faith is in the wrong place. Your faith needs to be in Jesus Christ. The gentleman at the jail the other night, I thank God that he gave me that ministry. He gives me so many examples. But the gentleman there the other night was telling me how he used to go to church until the pastor said something that he didn't like, and then he left the church and never went back to another church. I'm like, you know what? If you allowed a man to discourage you from going to church, then it looks to me like your faith was in man and not in God. If somebody, you know, if a pastor, and if I say something that is out of line and it strikes your spirit wrong, please come let me know. Don't just disappear and leave. I'm flesh. Chris mentioned, you know, the Constitution was written by fallible men. I could fail. I could get it wrong. If I do, I hope somebody points it out to me so that I could be corrected, rather than just like, oh, and then go somewhere else. Well, that preacher over there, he believes this nonsense, and I can't go there anymore. Wait a minute. Come tell me what the nonsense is. Let's talk about that, okay? But prayer is important. And I think right now, in this nation, we are being called to prayer. You know, when everything's all good and wonderful, we forget a lot of times. But I'm telling you, right now, it's not good and wonderful. And we need to be praying. So if you would, please stand with me. I trust that everybody in this place will exercise your right to vote in this election. Excuse me? It's a duty. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Lord. Exercise your duty, your obligation to uphold the Constitution and vote. But more importantly, I hope that you're doing your duty and your obligation to pray. And let's do that together. Father, you have blessed us with this nation. You have blessed the world with this nation. And God, as this nation goes, oh, so does the world a lot of times. If we're in chaos, the world's in chaos. A lot of times the world is in chaos, but yet, God, you have blessed us, and we are safe. Father, I pray for this nation. We pray for this nation. We are at the threshold, God, of very dangerous and scary things. Lord, there are many on both sides who see this election as just a vital part in history, time in history, when either we survive or we fall. God, I pray that this nation stands. I pray that this nation stands for justice. I pray it stands for freedom. I pray this nation stands for Jesus Christ. The leaders of this nation, Lord God, it would appear if we watch our TVs and listen to our radios, it would appear that our leaders, Lord God, are unjust. They are not God-fearing. And so, God, we lift them all up to you right now. They need your direction to lead this nation. They need your love to forgive their sins. They need your guidance to lead them each and every day. I pray, God, that they'll hear your voice and you'll draw them to you. And not just the two candidates, but the candidates, their families, their cabinets, the people they surround themselves with, the news organizations that report about them, the people of this land that follow them. Pour out your spirit on them, I pray. Help us, Lord, to do our part. Help us to maintain peace in our hearts, demonstrate peace to those around us, to walk in the truth and to stand in faith. But Lord, I pray you bless the United States of America. I pray that what I've heard about violence and attacks, I pray it's all false. Lord, that your hand would stop it all, that none of it would even happen. Lord, we're calling on you, our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, that your will be done on this earth, in this earth, as it is in heaven. But God, on Tuesday, I pray for protection, but I also pray for wisdom. And we ask, God, that this nation will remain one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty for all. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you all. Love one another as we depart this morning.